New Orleans is known as a place where people like to unwind. To-go cups of ice-cold daiquiris, rich food, music, and good times. One aspect of this experience might be about to change.
We don't tell you what, I'm sick and tired of being treated like a dog by this society because I happen to be a smoker. I have rights too. I pay taxes.
That's Elizabeth Stella at a recent town hall meeting at Carrollton Station. The topic, smoking in New Orleans bars. Smoke-Free Week was a campaign sponsored by Councilwoman LaToya Cantrell and the group Healthier Air for All. Cantrell hopes to introduce legislation in November that would ban smoking from local bars. A number of groups showed up to support the ban. Elizabeth Stella was the lone citizen, and apparently the only smoker.
And sometimes I think I'm living in the Soviet Union. When I was a kid, this wasn't even a damn issue.
Does anybody else have any comments or feedback or interest?
27 states have enacted statewide bans on smoking in workplaces, restaurants, and bars. None are in the Deep South. In 2007, Louisiana implemented the Smoke-Free Air Act. That banned smoking in workplaces and restaurants. Bars, bars that serve food, casinos, and a few others were exempt. Now there's a push to include them.
So we're really looking at this holistically.
Councilwoman LaToya Cantrell.
This is not an attack. This is about healthier environment for all people. So those who work in these environments, musicians, employees, but the majority of the people now within our city and even state, close to 80% are non-smokers.
She says it's about everyone having the chance to be healthy. People who work in bars and other places that allow smoking consume 300 to 600% more secondhand smoke, according to the Surgeon General. Over 100 New Orleans bars have already gone smoke-free. Carrollton Station is one of them. Owner Mike Miller says the health of his business had to be weighed in that decision.
That had to be the hardest ever. I mean, it was like, we got 8 customers, 5 of them chain smoke, and they're all going to leave. And 4 of them did. It's like, if you already have a good business, why on earth would you do that? You know, it's hard.
Banning smoking will send those bargoers outside. Neighbors might have a problem with that. But pushing smokers outdoors may drive more patrons inside. Pals is a mid-city bar that allows smoking. Some customers there say a smoking ban might help business.
Before, they could bring the dog in. Dog-friendly bar. Can't bring the dog back, so they still come. So people adjust all the time.
Try to avoid bars that have smoke in them because I take a shower and then I'm like, I'm going to go there because I'm going to smell like smoke.
I think long term, most bars that go smoke free are going to recognize that they're probably going to make more money because more people are going to spend more time there.
Text messages from WWNO's Listening Post Project showed people around the city are mostly in support of a smoking ban. Here are a few responses. Yes, I would go to some bars more often if there weren't so much smoke. Yes, I definitely consider whether or not the bar allows smoking before I decide if I'm going to go for a drink or listen to music or something. I've lived in a number of cities that have instituted smoking bans, and after the initial grumbling, everything kind of went back to normal. And I do consider smoking and much prefer smoke-free bars. However, I appreciate the freedom of bars to decide in New Orleans. Cantrell's camp says they don't have any legislation written yet, but the end result will be an ordinance that comes for a vote before the city council. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Marshall.